الحمد لله العزيز العليم، غافر الذنب، قابل التوب، شديد العقاب ذي الطول. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، على الصادق الأمين الهادي إلى صراط الله المستقيم، محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، Before Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent with the message of Islam, the Arabs, the non-believers, used to glorify the month of Rajab and consider it better than other months. And after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was commissioned, the month of Ramadan was given a special status in Islam. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam noticed that people are very heedless when it comes to the month of Sha'ban, because it falls between 2 months, a month they have inherited from the times of non-belief or during the time of ignorance, and the month of Ramadan. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam fasted a lot during that month, to the point that Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu asked him, he said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I see you fast during the month of Sha'ban more than I see you fasting in any other month of the year." He said, "Yes, it is a month about which people are heedless, and it is a month during which the records are raised to Allah Azza wa Jal, and I like that my records are raised whilst I am fasting." So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam highlighted two important matters with regards to Sha'ban. Number one is that people don't pay attention to it. And number two, deeds are raised. And this matter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam attached great importance to the matter of when records are raised. Likewise, when he was asked about the reason for fasting Mondays and Thursdays, he said, "These are days during which the records are raised to Allah," and again, "and I like my deeds or my records to be raised whilst I'm fasting." So Sha'ban is the month during which the records of the year are raised to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, glorified that month, attached a lot of importance to it, and exerted a lot of effort in worship, particularly fasting. In the middle of that month is a great night, the middle of Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in the middle of Sha'ban, Allah looks at His creations and forgive all of them except two. Meaning except two types of people. One who associates with Allah and one who has a dispute with his fellow Muslim and severed ties with him. as a result. So these two types of people will not be forgiven. All sins will be forgiven. We start from new. It's like resetting the count from zero. Provided we fulfill these two conditions, or provided we are not one of these two types of people. Fasting was the first thing mentioned in the narration. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast a complete month other than the month of Ramadan. And I haven't seen him fast any month after Ramadan as much as he fasted during the month of Sha'ban. Ibn Rajab has nice words with regards to fasting in Sha'ban. He said, the optional acts of worship that are close to the mandatory ones are more rewarding and better than those who are not attached to it. And then he gave an example. He said, just like the optional prayers before and after the five daily prayers are more rewarding because they complement any shortage in the mandatory five daily prayers, likewise, fasting Sha'ban and the 6 days of Shawwal is more rewarding because they are attached to Ramadan. Another thing worthy of being mentioned is that fasting Sha'ban is very important and very beneficial. Number one, it's training. It's preparation for Ramadan. Can you imagine if you fasted, say, 25, 26 days of Sha'ban and then Ramadan comes? It's very easy for you to fast. That's what we notice at the end of Ramadan. We notice that fasting is not as difficult as it was on day 1 and 2 and 3. Well, this preparation and training by fasting the month of Sha'ban or most of the month of Sha'ban helps us go through Ramadan very easily, very comfortable. Number two, it's a proper and a rewarding way of spending time. Your entire day is going to be rewarded. You're fasting the entire day from dawn to sunset. And the counter is going. And that's the best way anyone can spend his day. And number three, acts of worship during the times of heedlessness, when people are heedless, is more rewarding. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, worship during the times of trials, when people are heedless. They don't pay attention to worshiping Allah. Is equivalent to migrating to me. Hijrah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, by fasting the majority of Sha'ban and performing other acts of worship, makes a person attain these three benefits of the month of Sha'ban. And finally, another thing that was the practice of the Salaf during the month of Sha'ban, it is said that since Sha'ban is the preparation for Ramadan, then one ought to do what he will be doing in Ramadan. And Ramadan is the month of Quran. Besides fasting, it is the month of Quran. Habib ibn Abi Thabit, may Allah have mercy upon him, whenever the month of Sha'ban arrived, he would say, the month of recitation just started. And he would exert a lot of effort in reciting the Quran. But one should not limit himself to these two. Meaning, if one's job, nature of his job does not allow him, it's too difficult for him to fast a lot of days, and he can't fast, then let him do something else. Read Quran. Charity, if he can wake up a short while before Salatul Fajr and pray some Qiyam, attend some study circles, teach if he has knowledge. All of these are acts of worship one can do. And the door is open for anything else. So, let us take advantage of this month. Today is the 2nd of Sha'ban. Let us take advantage of this month. Let us instill in it as much good as we can. Let us prepare ourselves for Ramadan. Let us intend that this is the beginning of a new life. Let us repent and have a good intention to do fasting, recitation of Quran, Qiyam al-Layl, Sadaqah. And if we die, we will be rewarded for all of that. Even if we didn't have the chance to do it. Because unexpectedly, death approached. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to enable us to act righteously and to utilize our times in these two blessed months and in our lives in general in a way that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and make us worthy of His mercy. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafur rahim.